Cabinet has given approval for the Island Special Constabulary and the Jamaica Constabulary Forces to be merged. Coming up, Ian Boyne explores the move in a discussion with Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington and ISCF Commandant James Golding.
Gentlemen, good to have you on the show. Commissioner Ellington, how would you outline the best case for this merger?
It has long been recommended, Ian, and the Cabinet has recently authorized its implementation. There are tremendous amounts of operational efficiencies to be gained by merging the two organizations into one, so that you abandon a whole lot of duplicated functions, physical infrastructure, and costs associated with maintaining those infrastructure. And therefore, you can fuse those resources to have a combined strength, which is going to be much more robust than we are now with fragmented organizations. Okay. And we can then focus more resources on the front line where they are greatly needed to enhance public safety, public security, and public order. So it makes practical, rational sense to do it.
Yes. In your view, Commandant, what would you see and highlight as the main benefits of this proposed merger?
Well, I was thinking about how the ISF became very professional at being a specialist organization. We focused largely, for the most part, particularly in Kingston, on things like anti-vending, traffic management, and the like. Okay. It provides a wider raft of opportunities for members of the ISF. So they now come into the mainstream and become a seminal part of this, the solution. Because, like I said to some of my colleagues, when we swore to protect a Jamaican population.
Yes.
And I said to them, does it matter what seam you wear if you're ensuring the security and safety of the Jamaican people?
Yes.
It gives you now a better opportunity to operate from every level, every angle, in every formation, to provide this type of safety and security.
And a large number of your men have signed on to this.
In fact, just a cursory count of the letters that have been signed reflects over 1,400 of the 1,995 members that we have.
Over 1,400? So this action in the court is really a minority action.
I think so.
But what are some of the concerns that people have about promotion, whether their welfare needs will be dealt with?
I'm on record, and the commissioner himself is on record to say, where vacancies exist in the ISF, we'll try to fill as many of those vacancies before the transition takes place.
Okay.
In regards to welfare issues, I have kept the Rank and File Association, and I should say the Officers Association is fully on board.
Oh, yes.
So I've kept them in the loop. The welfare issues, they are told that the welfare issues will be guaranteed. Mm-hmm. They have issues over casual mileage.
Mm-hmm.
I have told them, and the commissioner has agreed with me, that where casual posts are held, that when members are transferred to a division, they take the casual post with them, at least for the first time they are transferred to that position. So
I those issues, they won't lose as a result of this merger.
No.
You would,
they won't lose.
You would say.
Yeah.
And that's certainly your position
too. Basically my position. In fact, I've tried to address two issues which may arise. One around rights.
Yes.
The other around equity. And we have made sure that their tenure of service is protected.
Okay.
Pensions, benefits are protected. Seniority in service and in the rank are protected. And we have made sure that there is full accommodation in the Jamaica Constabulary Force to assure no form of discrimination whatsoever against members of the ISCF who will transition. On the issue of equity, they will come in no worse off than they were now. In fact, every member is likely to be better off in terms of emolument. They will come across in equal rank. There's going to be an upward adjustment to salary to bring them on par with their colleagues in the Jamaica Constabulary Force. And they are now going to have equal opportunity to all the training, postings, rotations, transfers, advancement, everything which is now available to members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force.
Commissioner of Police Owen Ellington and ISCF Commandant James Golding speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.